If you are back from the holidays feeling a little bit overwhelmed and not sure where to start with your health, your life, get things back in order, and you just think, oh my God, this series, this episode is for you. I've created this back to school series of four episodes to just help you eliminate overwhelm and get back to your routine, build a structure after the summer holidays. Hello, guys. Welcome back. I hope you had a fantastic summer. Izzy Welly here. I mean, technically, we're still in summer, but we live in London, so you know the drill. I hope summer was good. We went to Italy for a few days only, for 5 days this week. We just got back, and we are also going to Spain in September. So in my head, summer is still going. I wasn't actually planning on recording any episode until October, but I'm creating this series that I was going to share with some of my email subscribers. And I thought, you know what, let me record a podcast because I know so many of you will benefit from this. So many of you, because after the holidays, we always need a little bit support, a little bit of something to help us get back into the flow of things, right? So what is the back to school series? So I think September can feel a little bit chaotic post the holiday season. Work slows down during the holidays. Finances can be affected. With traveling and all the social events, our nutrition and exercise habits can also change. So we're keen on getting back into the mix of things and feeling like ourselves again. And it can feel a little bit daunting and overwhelming, right? So where do you start? Where do you start? You just got back from your holidays. You're like, okay, that's it. I need to get back into the things. I'm feeling tired. Maybe I'm feeling sluggish. I need to sort out my work. I need to sort out my house. Perhaps you have children and it's just a lot. Where the heck do you start? So in this first episode, I want to talk to you and give you some tips on your first step, which is creating mental space. So I'm going to be giving you some journaling prompts, but also talking you through it. So grab a pen and paper now, or listen to the episode in its entirety and then come back to it. It's going to be a short episode anyway. So creating mental space, what does that really mean, creating mental space? When we say, oh my God, I want to create mental space, that means emptying your mind, getting rid of issues and things that do not pay rent in your head and let it go of them, right? So my first tip for you is to write it all down. Get a pen and paper and write everything down, everything that you have going on at the moment, what's creating chaos in your head, what needs sorting out and in what priority, right? You need to prioritize. The idea is to do one thing at a time, not everything at once, right? Don't think, I need to figure out my step at work. I need to set some new boundaries. I want to get back to the gym. When I'm trying to create this new sleep routine as well, because I'm tired. I need to rest, even though it's the holidays. Everything is valid and everything is important. But one thing at a time means more consistency in the long term. And perhaps this first week of September is just for you to figure out things and eliminate the chaos so you have that mental space to get a bit more clarity. Perhaps this is all you do this first week of September. So grab your pen and paper and write down this first prompt. My first prompt for you is, what is currently causing you mental chaos and why do you feel overwhelmed? This is a prompt for you to empty your mind and create a list of all the things, even the smallest ones that you have going on at the moment. For me, for example, I would put on there, I would put finish recording this series, making sure I write it down as well for my mailing list and record something for the Instagram. So that would be the work side of things. Then house and home, my daughter's birthday, my sister is coming this weekend. I will write down everything and things I can do in order. Order a wardrobe that's not important. It can wait for a little bit. And then I'll look also into how am I feeling? I've been having a little bit of anxiety. I think it's postpartum, breastfeeding less, but I need time. I need to create space in my head to figure that one out as well. So write everything down. Everything, just empty your mind and you can create a big map, right? You can take a big piece of paper and just create a map and and draw things and write it down and have a look at it. That's such, I promise you, it's such a therapeutic exercise. And it takes maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. And you're like, wow, I feel so much lighter. So do it and come and let me know how you feel. All right, moving on to the second prompt. All the things on there, put them into priority. What needs attention right away, right now? For me, for example, today I have my babysitter. She's gone out with my baby. I have my cleaner in the house. I have the house quiet for 2 hours. I was like, 2 hours, what needs my attention and in what priority is this series? It's my work right away, right now. That's it. That's all I'm going to think about for the next 2 hours, right? So one is your attention right away, right now, and put that in order and make a priority list of how things are going to go. And I think for this first week, you should just focus on doing the list, putting things into priority. And then once it's done, get started one thing at a time. One thing at a time. And I would say, I'll give you a last tip. Start with the top priority, of course, but also do a couple of little things that will give you a quick win and make you feel more in control. Sometimes we have big things to do, but also little things. And when you do a couple of the little things first, you feel like, okay, I'm in a flow, I'm in a motion. I've only just cleared out my wardrobe and take this clothes to charity that I've been wanting to do for a couple of weeks. But I feel good. I feel like I've done something and now I can tackle a bigger task, a more important task. So let's quickly recap. This first week, you're back from your holidays. You're back from the summer. You're getting back into the back to school flow. My journal prompts for you are number one, what is currently causing you mental chaos? What is causing you overwhelm? Make a clear list of it. Take time, write it all down, empty your mind. And the goal of this exercise is for you to create some mental space so you feel lighter in your mind, lighter in your body as well. And then number two, once you have that list, what needs your attention right away, right now? And then make a priority list of things you're going to do and in what order. Do it, take a day, and then get started. Et voilà, that was it. That was the first episode of our series on back to school series. I hope you enjoyed it. Come and find me at Isawelly on Instagram or admin@isawelly.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you need more help and I'll be more than happy to answer. I'll see you in the next one. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I would be so grateful if you could leave me a review on the Apple Podcast. It really helps the show grow and inspire more people to build and live a healthier and happier life.